Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he approved it, that it was complete. And there was evening, and there was morning, and there was the sixth day. Again, this is Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. And he approved it. And there was evening, and then there was morning, and then it was the sixth day. And everything that he made, it was good. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God. Thanking you for Jesus. Thanking you, God, for just allowing us to see this day. This is a day that we never saw before. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God. Through it all, God, through it all, we have learned how to trust you. We have learned, oh, how to call on your name. Oh, we have learned, God. And we thank you, God, for your teaching power. Woo! We thank you, God, for allowing us to sit in your class. We sit in your class, God. And we thank you, God, for being the greatest teacher that we could ever have. You and your son, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, and we bless your mighty name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you and everyone that has a voice should say amen. Glory to God. And we're just going to move real quickly into what we're going to talk about this evening. And as we approach Father's Day, yeah, this is what we're getting ready to approach. There will be a celebration for our dad. And I thought it to be necessary to look closely at the first male and see if we can learn from his DNA, see if any characteristics that he may have been given, that our males may be lacking today, or is it something from his DNA that our males have learned how to hold on to? Yeah, this is what we're going to see. We're just going to explode Adam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to explode Adam. Let's look a little closely at Adam. Mm-hmm. We don't know if you are a parent, if you have kids, if you have males, if you have girls, or you have boys. But we know that there is a next generation, yeah, that needs to stop and learn some of the tools that were taught to Adam. So let's look closely at Adam. And we're going to just start with Genesis, the book of Genesis chapter 1, but I'm just going to go quickly to verse 7. And it says here in verse 7, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils, and the breath or the spirit of life entered into the living being, which was who we call Adam. Wow, there he is. Adam. Awesome, huh? Awesome God, creator of every living being, anybody who is good at homemaking, any kind of baking, know about the feeling of the dough. The feeling of the dough when it's being shaped, when it's being molded, the pie crust. Mm-hmm. And any other creative shaping and molding. You have that feeling. You have that idea how it feels when you see the finished product. Think about it. The finished product. After you done took time and shaped it and you done molded and you done folded it and you done brought it back. Then you done opened it up and you done. But you keep on until you get the perfect finish, the perfect product that you're trying to get. Listen to this. Adam was created to rule under God and to be the physical carrier of God's spirit in the earth. Adam, the male seed. Adam, the male seed. Glory to God. Adam, the firstborn. Adam. Mm-hmm. Look at that. He was given an assignment at birth. Do we give our males assignments? Do our males have an assignment when they're born? Do we take time that to say we are going to give you an assignment? We're going to take time and teach you. We're going to take time and train you. Not just drawing you to a classroom, not just drawing you over there to a teacher, but me in my house, going to take time to teach you. Do we do that? The male seed. Yeah, the male seed is Adam. Verse 15 says, and the Lord God took the man, and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to guard and to keep. Notice, Adam was given an assignment. He was given a job. He was given a job. He was put there to keep. He was put there to guard. He was put there to tend to. A place to be accountable while caring for. Mm-hmm. He was put in the Garden of Eden where he was to take care. He was to protect. He was to oversee the garden. How old is your son when he was given a chore? Just a chore. I didn't even say given a job. Just a chore. A chore is something that he has to do in the house. He has to do outside. He has to do inside. Just a chore. Even just cleaning his room. When? How old was your child when he got his first assignment? Mm-hmm. Was he taught the importance of taking care of his bike, his bicycle that he loved so much? Was he trained in this area of how to keep something that was given to him, how to take care of it? Was he taught how to just to take care of his clothes? Now, that's simple. Just simple. Take care of your clothes. Know when you're going out, you have clothes that you use when you're going out. And when you come home, you take those clothes off because now you put on some play clothes and you put on some house clothes. But the clothes that you would use when you go out, you come in and you hang them up and you protect, you keep them. Huh? Because you want to keep them clean. You want to keep them with no stain. Was he taught that? This is a simple thing. Simple, simple, simple. Yeah. You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks to us in Proverbs 22 and 6, and it says that we are to train up a child. Huh? We train them up when they're young. And so when they're old, when they become older, they will not depart that training. That training stays with them. Look, I know it to be true because many of us ladies are operating our homes really and truly just like our parents, our mothers did. Let me be clear. Let me bring clarity to that. Just like our moms did. Many of us are doing that because it was showed to us. It was taught to us. We learned from that. Hey, verse 16, and it says that the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden. We're talking about Adam now. We're talking about Adam. We're talking about Adam, how he was given an assignment. Since we're getting ready to approach Father's Day, we are talking about a male. We are talking about Adam, his role, his assignment, what he was told when he first arrived here on earth. What was he told? In the garden, follow instructions. Following instructions. Why are so many of our kids in prison? Why are so many of our kids in prison? Are we teaching them anything about Adam? Because here we see Adam was told how he had to, what, take care of the garden. He was put in the Garden of Eden. And he was supposed to stand guard. He was supposed to protect. He was supposed to oversee. This was his assignment early on, not later on in life, early on. Look at that. Look at this. Early. Verse 17 says, but if the tree of knowledge of good, evil, and blessings and calamity, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Now, who is saying that? This is what God is telling Adam. I said Adam. Nobody else is present. He's telling Adam this. This is a one-on-one. Hello, fathers. Any Adams out there? This is a one-on-one. So knowledge is knowing. So if Adam was not to eat of this tree, could it be that there was a set time for him to experience this knowledge, this knowledgeable moment? Could it have been? And God knows our Adams are not always ready to know. And, of course, knowing without the knowledge can be dangerous. Help me, somebody. Help me. Without having the correct knowledge, we learn in the lesson that it's dangerous. Evil is ever present. Could it be if you not give the proper, if you don't give the proper knowledge, you cannot determine the difference between the good and the evil, the blessing and the curse, huh? So we wait. This is what we're saying. We wait. We don't go there. We don't touch it. Calamities will come to all of us, but with the right knowledge, glory to God, the correct knowledge, Adam, you won't sink. You won't sink deep in the wrong thing. You won't sink in sin with the right knowledge. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and it said, now the Lord God said, it is not good, listen to this, that the man should be alone. So he said, I will make him a helpmate. And this is God. God looks at all our needs, and he knows what we need, and he comes to supply our every need. We hear it all the time. And here we see, it was God's decision that Adam should not be alone. Adam didn't make that decision. He didn't say, I need to have somebody in my life. God said he will give him a helper, H-E-L-P-E-R, helper. Ooh, some kind of way we got that all mixed up here today. A helper. What is a helper? A helper. A helper. One who assists. How first Adam had to be taught about what his duties were before getting a helper. Notice that. Before getting a helper, how am I get a helper if I don't know what I need to do? So if I learn what my chore, what my course should be, huh? Then I'm the leader. Then I can accept a helper. Because then I can teach my helper. Come on now. I can teach my helper. But if I don't know what I'm supposed to do, if I don't know what direction I'm supposed to go in, how can I teach you? Huh? I just said to someone, I can't teach you with something that I don't know either. And I can't give you what I ain't never received. How can I give it to you if I never received it? Look at that. Again, are we teaching our Adams? Are Adams our Adams? Oh, yeah, we got plenty of Adams. They're all around us. But are we teaching them? Verse 19, and God created everything that was living creatures in the fields and the birds in the air, and he brought it all to Adam. Why? Because Adam was given the assignment to name the creatures. Think about that. Now, some of us will say, oh, just the name of a bird. But he had never did it before. So he had to put some thought in. So some of the animals, some of the mammals that we call today, we use those words and we use their titles. Adam was the one who gave them that name. This was an assignment that Adam had. The Lord placed Adam in a deep sleep. And while Adam was asleep, the Lord took one of his ribs. Huh? Yeah. And then he closed him up. Awesome God. Awesome God. Performed the first surgery that ever took place in the world. The first surgery. Awesome God. Verse 22 said the rib or the part of the side where the Lord had taken from Adam, he built up and created woman. Yes. Awesome God. Could this have been Adam's reward for doing all the right things so far? Awesome God. Adam following Christ. Adam being obedient. Adam staying in agreement with Christ. Glory to God. Yeah. Adam, where are you today? Mm-hmm. Have you missed out on any of your goals? Have you missed out on any of your desire, your personal desire? You know, we all have personal desires. We all have personal goals, things that we desire, we want. But we miss out. How? Why? Because we don't listen. We don't take time to spend time with God to know what God requires of us. We don't take time. Verse 23, then Adam, who was used to naming everything, decided to name the creature who was bone of his bone. He called her woman. Yeah, woman. Adam, walking in his place of responsibility as God has assigned him to do. He had woman as his helper. His helper. Glory to God. Chapter 3 says, when the woman saw that the tree was good, pay attention. When she saw that the tree was good and that it was delightful to look at, and it was a tree to be desired in order to make one wise, she took of it fruit, and she ate it. And she gave some also to who? Adam. Now, I want you to stay with me with this for a minute, because I want you to stay here with our Adams that we're talking about today. Before woman came on the scene, Adam was seriously into the directions of what God had for him. He was completely walking in obedience. Now, when God created woman, he was so overwhelmed with having woman. Yeah, he was overwhelmed. When I say overwhelmed, he was completely delighted. It was just like he was a little child that all of a sudden he was a kid. And it was just like he had forgot all his training. You know how we get sometimes, I forgot because I got so happy. Somebody have to come and remind me. Look at Adam. Look at him in this story. Mm-hmm. Look at him right here. Could it be that Adam needs somebody to have come and pulled him, pull his coat, so to speak, pull a coat? Cause him to get back on track? Because all of a sudden, Adam was what? He had lost sight. He had lost sight. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? Look closely. Remember, Adam had assignments. He did as God had instructed him to do. He did it. He was very obedient. That was one of the key factors, one of the key things about Adam. So what do we see that changed Adam? Huh? Well, Adam got to this place where he no longer listened to God. But now he began to listen to one man who he has been given that gift. But all of a sudden, the gift oversees the relationship that he has with God. What our Adams today, look at our Adams. They're walking around. They're all around us. Mm-hmm. Adam. He forgot all the rules. He forgot the rule about what tree to eat from or what tree not to touch. He forgot. Huh? What about our Adams today? Think about that. Are we as parents, as we as teachers, as we as leaders, are we looking at our Adams? Are we looking at our male seed? Are we reaching out to our male seed? Huh? The seed. What is the seed? The seed is a value. The seed plants. The seed grows. The seed has to mature. Yes, yes. So maybe. Mm-hmm. Look at Adam. Maybe Adam should have reviewed the rules. Maybe he should have reviewed the rules. When I say reviewed, he should have went back and said, well, look, wife, let me look at the rule that God has given me, and these are the rules that he gave me before you were here. Uh-huh. Let me go back and look at what the rules said. Maybe Adam should have did that. So are we. And I have to say we because it's we. It's us. We're in a community. The body of Christ, we are supposed to be concerned about our Adams. They're all around us. Mm-hmm. Could it be that Adam is no longer a leader? All of a sudden, Adam became what? A follower. He was a follower. He was not leading anymore. Glory to God. What happened? What happened? He fell short. He fell short. How he fell short? Adam, who had all the rules. Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam, this is what we're talking about today. Adam, who had a father. Adam, who had everything given to him. I say everything was given to him. Adam. It was all given to him. He didn't have to want for anything. It was all there. All he had to do was take time and name it. Think about that. That's all he had to do. Adam. And he didn't work hard. There was no hard work, just to sit there and create some names and think about what I'm going to call you or what I'm going to call that. That wasn't hard. So point is, God gives us all many gifts. Let's go here for a minute. He gives us all many gifts. And he does. Because he's the God that comes and blesses us. Why? He desires. This is what his desire is. He desires to bless us. He wants us to have. He wants us to live a prosperous life. He wants us to prosper. That's what he wants. That's what his desire is for us, all of us. But how should we act when we get the blessing? Should we change? Should we forget him? Should we forget all the rules? Should we just throw up our hands and say, well, God, I'll see you later? What should we do when we get a blessing? When he blesses us with a home, when he blesses us with a car, when he blesses our children to have scholarships, when he blesses to have jobs, should we forget God? That's where we're at tonight. Should we forget him? Look at Adam. It got him in trouble. I'm not going to go into all of what the trouble was, because I want you to stay right here. God blesses us. And there's a way that we receive a blessing. Yeah. We never forget the one who blesses us. We never take him and put him on a back burner. We always remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because it was through him that we were blessed. And let me explain this to you just real quickly. And yes, we all may experience a fast-talking, twisted, conversational salesperson trying to sell us their idea. They may be closer to you than you think. You may be, what they say, sleeping with the enemy. But I'm here to tell you, go back and check the rule. Go back and look at the book. Make sure that the move that you're making, that is the move that God has for you to make. Yes. When Jesus was in the, before he went to the cross, before he went to the cross, remember the kiss? Yeah. Remember. Don't forget him. Don't forget him. Sometimes we need to take time and go into time out and look at the rules. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for listening ears. We thank you, God, for open hearts. We thank you, Master. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless thine people, whatever they stand in need of, God. Help us to walk, oh God, in your love, in your care, in Jesus' holy name we pray. And we thank you for coming on with us this evening. Oh, and we just bless you. Yes, we look forward to having you back here with us next Sunday, on Sunday, and back here with us on next Friday. Yes, as we continue about the mail. That's what we're talking about. The males. And the males are all around us. Mm-hmm. So what do we do with the males? That's our ultimate question. Amen.